Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. That's where you find me. My name's Glenn, or I'm your luscious host. Thank you for downloading, listening, and following along to our podcast. Of course, it's kind of a synopsis of my radio show on X Rock 95.9, where I stream live worldwide on the farthest north rock station on planet Earth. Google that. That's a thing. X Rock 959. That's where you'll find me. But each week, we kind of take the best of the show and make it into a podcast. Some of the segments we've got for you this week. Why you shouldn't wear a bra. We've got a foodie roundup episode of a feature we like to call Fuck My Life. We ask, are you feeling adventurous? We're going to look back at some Labor Day weekend tips. Generation X Dad Rock. Why nighttime is better than daytime. Got some nerd news. And fun with plastic surgery complications this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
So have you heard the term hitting the genetic lottery? Have you heard this term before? It's people say, I won the genetic lottery on that one. And some people do. You know, some people, your genes, you're going to be a bigger person. I guess if I hit the genetic lottery anywhere, it's the fact that I don't gain a lot of weight. I kind of stay about the same. I mean, I still work out and eat right. I still got to work on it. But I know a lot of folks have a much tougher time than that. I also won the genetic lottery with my hair. I got my dad's hair. I got a big, thick head of hair. But somebody recently asked people who have won the genetic lottery and what qualities do you have? And it didn't take long for lucky winners to come forward and share their traits. Let's see. Someone said they're not allergic to mosquitoes. So while they can get bit, they're basically unaffected and don't get itchy. I'm somewhere there. My dad, you know, he's a tough old Alaskan guy. I don't think I ever once saw him put mosquito repellent on or itch. Somebody said like me, nobody in their family is bald. Perfect teeth. Someone said they had better than 20/20 vision. That would be nice. Somebody else said they have a magic sleep button. They lay down, they fall asleep, and they wake up and they don't struggle. They feel great. Wow. How many? What would you give for that? That's a genetic lottery win, right? A woman said she doesn't get period pain and forgets it's even happening. Oh, ladies, right? Am I right? How great. Another woman said she doesn't grow any leg hair. That's pretty good, too. Someone else said they can indeed actually lick their elbow. I don't know if that's really winning. I don't know, but sure. Somebody else said they don't sunburn. Someone joked to big, luscious breasts. Unfortunately, I'm a man. I love that one. But there's the signs you're probably never going to be accused of hitting the genetic lottery. And people say you look like Ryan Reynolds. In Deadpool, know that phrase, a face only a mother could love? Yeah, your mom doesn't. And when you greet trick-or-treaters and you go, what scary monster are you? They respond, you first. That's probably not good. Your DNA test came back. Turns out you're 18% raccoon. People compare your mustache to Tom Selleck, which isn't what you're going for as a woman. Or a good sign that you probably will never win the genetic lottery. Yeah, you work in radio. Let's be straight up, okay? When is it okay and not okay to wear a bra? Lovely Maria ditches her bra the minute she gets home. She probably shouldn't because, you know, she lets the puppies out. Next thing you know, ding dong, somebody at the door, and she doesn't think about it. And she goes, it's okay. There's a reason the Jehovah Witnesses show up like every day. Well, I'm just saying. So we ask for your calls. You send us in. When you have folks that wear a bra that probably shouldn't and those that probably should. Go ahead. What do you got?
So in the morning, I go walking with my puppy dog.
Okay.
And there's this old woman, like an octogenarian, 80 or 85 years old.
Wow.
And you can tell by her crepey skin on her arms and legs.
Ugh.
This woman does not wear a bra. And she ties a sweater right below her breast. So all you see is the fact that she's not wearing a bra.
Is the fact, yeah, right. Well, you know, you're walking her your puppies, and she's walking hers. We got one more. Go ahead. Tell us your story. What's your idea about thought behind this?
Yeah, you know what? Majority rule, I'm saying braless. You don't need it. Every now and then, you got a nice top on, you got a nice dress. You should, you know, maybe put a little padding in there.
So then you're saying that most of the time you don't need to wear a bra?
Nah, commando up top.
See, I've never heard it put that way, commando up top. I like that.
It's the X-Rock Morning Show.
I say we make National Commando Up Top Day. You know, dividends will come up. A lot of us will use those either to pay bills or maybe get the hell out of Dodge for a little bit, go on an adventure. We've become much more adventurous. I've always been fairly adventurous. I mean, the minute I got out of high school, I was off to Europe for the first time. I have a trip living off a buddy on a boat in Florida. I mean, I've had adventures. It's fun. But they say, according to a new survey, the perfect age to go on an adventure, 42. 36% of people said they become more adventurous with age. I guess they didn't define adventure, but that word makes it sound less like a vacation to Minneapolis and more like being a hobbit hired as a burglar to go to Lonely Mountain and reclaim stolen treasures from a dragon. Around 1 in 4 Americans say their life can feel kind of boring, and the average person fantasizes about going on an adventure 4 times a day? Wow, it's kind of exhausting. Most people need a push. Just 10% of people feel like they could be adventurous in their current life or on any given day, even though 83% of people say they can't be too old to be adventurous. No, you can't. Now, you go to Europe, you see a lot of old people having a good time drinking wine, smelling the fruit, you know, like on the commercials. About half of us would be okay with simple adventures, something maybe just outside our daily routine that make us appreciate life a little more. And there's things you can do, little adventures. You want to feel adventurous? Yeah, try clipping your dog's nails, or better yet, your cat's. There's an adventure. How about trying to get through TSA with a child? A few things more adventurous than that. It's like going into Walgreens, trying to track somebody down to open the cosmetic cage. An adventure. Fixing that jammed printer at work. Oh, here's one that lovely Marie and I played drunk on wine the other night. Finding which smoke alarm in the house is beeping. You go from room to room and wait for it. Flying Southwest to anywhere. setting the clock in your car after a time change. You want to be adventurous? Yeah, how about being a Jets fan? Try that out. There's an adventure for you.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
And the only place you're going to get a true foodie roundup. Let's take a look at this week in food. Yeah! Some of these stories we kind of touched on or had mentioned over the last week. For instance, Chick-fil-A starting a streaming service. Yeah. Can you handle another streaming service? What if it's delicious? They launched a streaming service, and they've been working with Hollywood studios and production companies to create content. They're looking to showcase family-friendly content, mostly unscripted stuff like game shows and reality TV. But there's also room for scripted projects and animation. Chick-fil-A? All right. Sure. September, pumpkin spice lattes back at Starbucks. And it came out actually weeks ago, the earliest ever. Or the PSL, as they call it, returned August 24th last year. This year, it was even earlier than that. And if you're thinking of slipping a little something extra into your coffee today, here's your excuse. The pumpkin spice latte turns 21 this year. Hey, it's old enough to drink. The iced apple crisp, non-dairy cream chai, and the raccoon cake pop, also big, I guess, this year. Well, Doritos created zero-gravity chips, whatever that means, for space travel. Okay. Zero-gravity chips. Elsewhere, Buffalo Wild Wings releasing a bacon-flavored sauce. Oh, man, it's part of their bacon-centric menu. Oh, we're going to be putting this on everything. World record coffee beans sold for $4,542 a pound. Company called Lamastis Family Estates grew them in Panama. Now, are those the ones that, isn't there like the animal that eats them and then poops out the beans? Is that the one? I don't think it's that one. Most of the beans were bought by a coffee seller in Japan with a few high-end coffee shops in the U.S. If you want to pay a stupid amount for it, like even more stupid than Starbucks. The perfect hot dog. How to grill it. People said the perfect dog would have some combination of the top five. Mustard, ketchup, onions, relish, chili. Top sides with the dog are French fries, potato salad. And 91% say, yeah, it's an American staple. Hard to go wrong with kig snouts and anus. And finally, the top state fair foods we're Googling for fair season. Cheeseburger egg rolls, lobster corn dogs, deep fried butter, deep fried ranch dressing. I don't know how that's, and deep fried beer. Okay, I'm down. Let's eat some beer. That is your foodie roundup, folks. All right, I love it when you guys play along and send these in when we ask. I appreciate it. Yes, all names were left off, you know, to protect the innocent as we present to you another episode of...
Fuck My Life.
Where you tell us just how horrible your day is to make us all feel better. And we begin. Today, while in my yard, my 18-month-old son decided to take off running towards the street where a car was driving. I rushed after him only for to have one of my dress straps suddenly break without warning. Boy, it must have looked great to that driver. Probably looked like I was trying to flag the driver down with my flapping boob.
Fuck my life.
Today I was eating a croissant, and after eating about half of it, I was about to take another bite, and a spider crawled out of one of the holes of flaky deliciousness, descended down a thread of web to the table where it scuttled away. Yep, there was a whole family living in there at the time.
Fuck my life.
Today, I paused the movie my girlfriend and I were watching and told her for the first time that I loved her. Her response was to stare at me silently for a few uncomfortable seconds before unpausing the film. Oh, ouch.
Fuck my life.
Today, I caught my boyfriend secretly using my hair straightener while I was in the other room. Oh, there's a red flag. Too embarrassed to talk to him about it, I left and came back later, only to discover him slipping on a pair of my panties. Whoa! Red flag number two.
Fuck my life.
Today, the girl I've been trying to date not only agreed to date, she invited me back to her place. Because the date was going so well, we were kissing so hard, I actually struggled to breathe to the point I coughed, gagged, and vomited my seafood dinner all over her yellow sofa. Yeah, the evening pretty much went downhill from there.
Fuck my life.
Today, I'm a dude. I moved into my new place with my boyfriend. We were breaking in the new couch, if you know what I mean, and I was just about to reach a moment of bliss when the door unlocked and my parents and siblings walked in. They now know I'm gay, and they know my embarrassing fetish.
Fuck my life.
There, now you can go on with the rest of your day knowing yours doesn't suck as bad as theirs. Now, the Rolling Stones are on a list. They came out with a list of dad rock, like, classics. And they pick four bands for each generation of dads. The big four, they call it. And for instance, for boomers... Now, I've said before, I'm on the cusp between Gen X and being a boomer. I'm right there. The last year of boomers, the first year of Gen X, I'm right there. So I could go either way. But they picked the Beatles, Eagles, Zeppelin, and the Rolling Stones as the big four for dad rock for boomers. Now, for Gen X, the next group out, Aerosmith, AC/DC, Van Halen, Guns N' Roses. Hard to argue that one as well, right? But that's the only ones that they didn't do millennials, who would be the next group. And millennials are now becoming fathers, obviously. And I would probably, you know what I would do? I think the first ever crossover, I bet you AC/DC would be on millennials as well. I'll bet. Probably along with like Nirvana, maybe Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam. Is that a pretty good one? I think that would be pretty good. And for Gen Z, well, they're not dads yet. So what the hell do they know? Would like to present another educational moment for you. Tips on celebrating and having a good Labor Day weekend. Remember, don't forget why we celebrate Labor Day. I mean, first, you got to Google why we celebrate Labor Day. Then don't forget it. Remember to engage your Labor Day party guests with conversations about presidential politics and religion. Those are always great icebreakers. Remember to ignore your colon when it begins to whimper after your ninth hot dog. You can watch a parade. Well, drink beer with a parade in the background. If you do have a party, make sure to hire a DJ. Just make sure not to let any white people dance. Plan an activity everybody can enjoy. Camping, kickball, bad-mouthing immigrants. If your party is too much of a sausage fest, crack open a White Claw or a Truly. White women can hear the sound of those cracking open from a mile and a half away. Watch Dave Chappelle's new stand-up special and take a shot every time you're offended. See if you can spend Labor Day weekend with someone other than your wife. And finally, make sure to plant flowers on the graves of, I don't know, laborers? What the hell is this holiday anyway? What do we have for you? Well, you know, with the big weekend coming up, might be out spending it with your friends, your buds, your besties. Love hanging with my besties. There's few people on the planet you can be more honest with than your best friends. Right? You can be straight up, no beating around the bush. But now there's times, a study came out about when is it okay to lie to your friends. This woman is going viral after her friends made a dinner reservation and told her it was at 8 p.m. when it was actually at 8:30. In other words, they knew she'd be late because she's always late. And it turned out they were right. She showed up at 8:22 and the hostess says she was the first to arrive. So from an ethics standpoint, is it okay to do that? One expert weighed in and said it's best to avoid lying, but confronting a friend can also backfire. Either way, people online seem less concerned about the ethics and more focused on how rude it is to just be chronically late. I mean, they wouldn't have done it if this person wasn't always... I've got to do that with my sister all the time. When I invite her over for dinner or something, I'm always giving her a half an hour off because she's always a half an hour late. I got no problem with that. And I think there are certain lies we all tell our friends. You know, it's usually just not to make them feel bad. Like, oh, yeah, no, what a beautiful baby. You've done that. Oh, I'd love to drive you to the airport 12:30 tonight. Oh, you were too good for him. No. You look great in that. I never hooked up with your brother / sister. Oh, dude, your homemade beer rocks. You've probably told all of these. No, you can't even tell that tattoo is misspelled. Oh, sure, I'm a guy, you're a girl, but it'll never get sexual. We always tell these lies. Oh, yeah, I have a truck. Are you kidding me? I would love to spend my Saturday helping you move.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
I just happen to have just a touch of the nerd news for you. So what do you say? Let's talk science. In our nerd news this week, bad politicians, electric sand, and blowing off a little steam. Let's get right to it, shall we? All right, here's your nerd nose. If you're worrying about the Andromeda Galaxy crashing into us in 4 billion years, and that keeps you up at night, good news, a study found there's only a 50-50 chance of that happening. In 4 billion years. In other space news, NASA plans to announce tomorrow how they plan to get the stranded Boeing astronauts back from the space station. We found a huge star-sized object zipping through the Milky Way at 1.3 million miles an hour. What? And the moon was once covered in a sea of molten rock. Ooh. Bam! In the Are You a Good Listener news, a study found we don't just vent to blow off steam. We also do it to win people over and turn them against our enemies. Bam! In beach news, a study found zapping sand with electricity creates a sort of natural cement. And we might be able to use it to prevent coastal erosion. Yeah, let's turn all the beaches into cement. Quality idea. Bam! In Where Are You From news, a study found birds have different accents depending on where they live. They can be bilingual. Birds. El chirp, el chirp. Le chirp, le chirp. And finally, in election news, it's that time of the year again. Yay. I think I'll take pumpkin spice season over political season any day, even though I don't like either. A study found super ambitious people might not actually be the best leaders. Yeah, that's why I'm voting for my nephew, Kevin. Bam! There you go. That, boys and girls, is what we call your nerd news. Interesting story. This is one of those stories that reminds you, yeah, we're living in the future. A tech startup in California, they're called Reflect Orbital, is planning to use mirrored satellites to sell people sunlight when it's dark out. One of the co-founders is a former SpaceX employee. They're trying to put a constellation of satellites into orbit that can reflect sunlight and direct it anywhere on Earth. Rush actually did a proof of concept decades ago, and it worked. It's mainly designed to help big solar farms keep generating power at night, but anyone can do it with their website and fill out a sunshine application. Deadline's October 23rd, by the way. You'll need a pretty big plot of land to get approved, though. Each patch of sunlight will be about 3 miles across, so your neighbors, yeah, they probably will like it. 2 a.m. and it's the brightest day. It's not clear how much they're planning to charge. It won't be cheap, and don't expect to have sunlight 24 hours a day, at least not yet. For now, you only get 4 minutes worth of sun. Wow, that's going to cost a lot of money. Really? Why would you want that? I mean, here in Alaska, we have daylight all night, and it's cool. It's a neat concept, but we're kind of done with it by fall. It's like, all right, darkness has its perks. Sometimes dark can be way better than night. I mean, for one, people are way less judgmental when you spend nighttime totally drunk. Daytime, you're going to be judged. Also, you know, when it's dark, everybody gets to see the Christmas lights you never took down from your trailer. So, and if it's always dark, come on. It's easier to keep driving after hitting that bicyclist, right? Shut up. It's just a joke. And based on the movies, nighttime's the only time Batman fights crime. And really, who wants to jam out to Sister Christian by the band Day Ranger? I mean, the only moon you see during the day is your plumber's ass crack anyway. So it's going to be plenty night for us, folks. But the cool thing about night is, well, you don't have to listen to this show. Well, I was looking over. I love bringing you studies and weird stories that come up. One of them is where a study ranked, if you're looking at plastic surgery, whatever. Now they do it for everything, right? You see these influencers on, and they don't even look real online. They got these lips like the incredible Mr. Limpet and this big weird butt. And of course, the breasts, the hips, everything is done. The chin, the nose, it's all done. Well, if you're thinking of getting some plastic surgery, somebody looked over a list of the riskiest and the ones that have the most complications and how serious those complications can be. So some of them on the list were kind of eye-opening, I guess, pardon the pun. Breast lift, that was at the bottom. About 10% or botch or something goes wrong. Arm lift. Are they talking about like that thing under the, you know, under the arm? Breast augmentation? Is that different than a breast lift? I guess. Augmentation must be bigger. Breast lift must just bring them up. All right. Butt implants, 22% go wrong. 38% of breast reduction. Wow. So getting breast implants or bigger breasts is less risky than having them take away some of your breasts. Injectable fillers, 65% have complications, 65%. Just ask Courtney Cox or some other starlet who, like Meg Ryan, who's like, wow, what happened to you? Ranging from asymmetry to allergic reactions, but it is the cheapest on the list. A body lift, wow. 42% designed to revamp your whole body. It's the most expensive, 15 grand for that one. The Brazilian butt lift, just 38% have complications. So, hey, you're okay. It's, you know, more than one out of three, but it ranked high because the complications can be serious. Thigh lift, I've never even heard of it. Number two, 78% of those go wrong. Number one, having your eye color changed. All right. Just stop it already. Costs about 12 grand and over 92% have complications. One of them, going blind. Oh my God. I should have read this earlier because I just had all of these done over the long weekend. I was looking over, we always have these word lists and surveys and stats and figures just to share with you on, you know, a lot of them are about stats. Us as people, Americans or what have you. That's what this one is. Americans, did you know? And this, I don't know if this sounds right. Spend 54 hours a year shopping online. 54 hours? I know it's convenient, but there's some things Amazon, eBay, God forbid, Temu simply can't offer. And you know, being a local radio station, are constantly promoting our local businesses, our boutiques, our shops, our stores, our businesses. Not the big box ones. I'm talking about the actual local store. Do things cost more? Maybe a little bit more, but in the long run, it benefits everybody so much more when you shop locally. And really, there's something about going in, trying it on, seeing it, going, oh yeah, this is good, rather than going, wow, look at that picture of that 87-pound, 6-foot model. I bet you that's going to look the same on me. You know what? It never does it? That's just something to think about when you're doing your online shopping. Plus, when you do online shopping, you're missing out on all those things you could, those experiences that you can't get online shopping, right? When walking into a Holiday store or a CVS, hearing that Peter Cetera while you're perusing antifungal cream, you're not going to get that online. Walking into a Home Depot and missing out on the searching for someone, anyone to help you. Shopping online, you know what? You're not going to get that experience you do at Walmart watching a teen mom beat her kid with a crock. You're going to miss out on that. Going into the Apple store, you might miss out on a kid with a nose ring rolling her eyes as you try to remember your iCloud password. Shopping at like a Subaru dealer, you know, you got to go and you can't do it online. Otherwise, you miss out on bumping into your kid's softball coach and her partner. And nothing beats shopping at a local Sears. I mean, you miss out on the listening to your voice echo in the empty aisles. It's a cool feeling, man. You're not going to get any of that shopping online. Although you can do it in your underwear, so I'll give you that. I meant shopping online, not at Sears in your underwear.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
All right, we've got a ethical issue segment of the show. Let me ask you this one. This actually came up. It's kind of an interesting story. Somebody brought this to light online. Should bosses be allowed to confiscate your phone? Like, you know, your kid in school. Somebody mentioned that it happened to them working at a fast food place. Their manager took their phone, started the shift. He said, hey, you can get it back at the end of the day. So is it actually allowed? According to the advice columnist, no. But that might not be the full story. They asked a lawyer who specializes in this stuff. Says it's only true if your boss uses unlawful force, like grabs it from you. But in general, they can make you give up your phone and hold it until the shift is over. They just can't like wrestle it away or steal it from you. So it might be an HR issue. But I don't know how many fast food places have an HR department. But yeah, you don't want to hear your boss coming into work and your boss saying, cuff up your iPhone, underling. Nobody wants to hear that. There's worse things I'd rather hear my boss say, though, to be straight up. Yeah, hey, we're opening an office in Newark. We want you to run it. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just removing your nameplate from the door. I don't want to hear my boss say that. Hey, we're on the same P schedule. Great. Yeah, we've been monitoring employee internet history. I've got a couple questions. Things you don't want to hear your boss say. Oh, surprise drug test. Don't. All right. You know, every year they have the big Movember promotion, you know, for men's cancer awareness every November where you're supposed to grow facial hair. And I'm a little bitter about it because I have trouble growing facial hair. It'd be all splotchy and weird. If I wanted to partake in this next November, I'd probably have to start growing it sometime next month. It's just where I am. But so don't think I'm just being bitter or jealous over guys that have big full beards. I kind of am. But Maria isn't a big beard fan either, so I don't wear one. But here's the deal, all right? And maybe this is a good reason I don't, or that a reason Maria doesn't want me to. Of course, now we all know dogs, they lick garbage dirt, each other's nether regions, they eat poo, and yet they're still more hygienic than hipsters. Why? According to a new study out of Switzerland, believe it or not, men's beards are more likely to be filled with germs and bacteria than dog fur. What? The researchers sampled men's beards and some dog's fur, and they found that 100% of the men had high microbial counts in their facial hair, versus about three-quarters of the dogs, and almost half of the men had bacteria in their beards that could actually make somebody sick. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Another week in the books, but you know what? We're going to do it again. We're already working on next week's show. We're going to tell you why zits are cool, why your day is ruined by 8:35 in the morning, things that are almost as good as bacon. We're going to tell you it is election season, how to get elected. We're also going to tell you how not to get elected, along with questions you should never ask a cop, next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner. Produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.